All right. So I mentioned there's a video game champion guy. I don't know about champion, but a good video game player heading off to Japan. And it's a little bit strange. We're going to bring in a special correspondent, Nathan Smart.
That's what we need. More Nathans on the show.
Yeah.
That's helping.
Tons of Nathans. All right. So do we have
are
our
we
phones?
Take him
our
now?
Phones are working, Andrew. You're in the back there.
This guy's always on the go, so it's hard to sometimes get a hold of him, you know.
So here's the story. Up next, Bryce Mellon is a 17-year-old master at Mortal Kombat. Now, here's the catch. He's blind. He's going to Japan to play in a tournament on Japanese television, and Nathan Smart, our blind community expert from thegamerag.com, is here to give us his take on this amazing phenomenon.
Thanks, Ron. I wanted to talk about this amazing story because I feel like the other news outlets are missing something. Sure, it's amazing. A blind kid playing Mortal Kombat beats his foes. Yeah. No one's talking about what's really going on. This kid is selling out his own people just to make a quick buck.
What do you mean he's selling out? Or what? I don't understand. His people?
Yeah, the blind community, Alon. Ever since I became a blind community expert, I've been very sensitive to their cause. Blind people, or blindies as they prefer to be called, for many years have been oppressed by society, and they like it just fine.
You can't be serious. I don't believe for one second that blind people want to be oppressed.
Blindies, Alon. They're blindies.
I can't believe that they want to be oppressed. Surely, you know, they've been working to become accepted, just like any other minority. In fact, I'm willing to bet this kid going to Japan is a great step forward for the community.
A step backward.
How can this be a step backward? Bryce is proving to the world that blind people can function in society and do anything that a sighted person can do.
Okay, listen. Lon, I agree with you. I mean, blindies, they can do anything that a person with eyesight can do. They can have blind cooks. There's been blind water skiers. There's been blind senators. Blind seeing eye dogs. Blind people can do anything they want.
So then, Nathan, why are they selling out?
Remember the Pinball Wizard?
You mean from Tommy, the Who song?
The Pinball Wizard was a blindie who played pinball. He stood like a statue. He became part of the machine. He felt all the bumpers. He always played clean. He played by intuition when the digit counters would fall. Alon, that deaf, dumb, and blind kid, he sure played a mean pinball.
I know the lyrics, Nathan.
Well, then you know that nowhere in the song does he use his blindness to make money.
Well, it is just a song. It's not a real story. Someone had to write that song.
Alon, he was a blindie, a deafie, and a dummy. He played friggin' pinball, Alon. He was a genius. But he never once fell into the temptation of making money off of his talents.
Wait, people make money off their talents every day, Nathan. Wouldn't you say that as a writer, you're making money off of your writing talents?
I may be a righty, Alon, but this is my job. You think I'd like doing this? You think I like coming up with fake banners so you can look smart and I look like an idiot? You think I like getting paid? This is what I do for a living. This kid plays Mortal Kombat as a hobby, and he's making money off of that hobby.
Isn't that everyone's goal, though? I mean, a lot of people think turning a hobby into a paying gig is commendable. I don't think you're going to find a lot of people backing you up here, Nathan.
Alon, you're not seeing my point.
You're absolutely right. I really don't know what you're trying to make here. I don't even know where you're going with this.
I've seen Pearl Harbor, Alon.
Nathan Smart, ladies and gentlemen, our blind community expert. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Thank you.
If you want to hear more from Nathan, you can always go to thegamerag.com, and we might hear more from him in the future. That was an exciting segment.